Now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. My guests today are Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Lioness and also with the Prescott Studio Tour. I have Rhonda Smith with the Chino Valley Morning Lions. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Hey, this is Evan from Murphy's Restaurant. My favorite time of year is almost here, and we are ready to celebrate the holiday season. We'll be beautifully decorated and ready to host your company party or family gathering. Our two private rooms offer an intimate setting where for larger groups, you can book our upstairs mezzanine that overlooks the restaurant. Murphy's has been a favorite destination of locals and visitors for over 30 years in our charming landmark historic building. Let us help plan your holiday party today and make this year's festivities the best they can be. Murphy's, an establishment of good taste. Murphy'sPrescott.com.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go.
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's his plan.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with my two guests today. I've got Patty Lindsay with the Chino Valley Lionesses and also the Prescott Studio Tour, and I have Rhonda Smith with the Chino Valley Morning Lions, and also, gosh, Rhonda, you're on every board I can think of. The Chamber Board, what else? We've got
Chino Valley Education Foundation.
Yeah.
The Lionesses, I'm in that. Yeah. And I do Hungry Kids Project.
So where do you have time to eat? When do you... Exactly, I know. I was like, man. Yes, you're totally kidding.
I'm totally kidding, yeah.
So a little bit about you guys. So you want to give like a little brief history on you. You've, with Patty Lindsay, you've done the Chino Valley...
You're
going to
get it out?
Yeah, the Chino Valley Lionesses. Yeah. You are past president.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yeah.
The other one, Rhonda, here, is chief president. She hasn't figured out how to say no.
Oh, yeah. Rhonda is president of the Chino Valley Morning Lions.
Yes.
I'm just past president, so I don't have to make those big decisions.
Yeah.
But you still do.
No, I don't.
In your mind, you do.
In your mind, you do. Today's show is just going to be lighthearted and fun. We've done a little bit of introductions on you guys. You guys do wonderful things for the community, and you're always around. But I wanted to, I know, right? You know, to be in the holiday spirit, I just thought it would be fun to kind of talk about some of our favorite holiday memories. Oh. So I want to ask, have you gotten a horrible gift? And if so, what's the worst Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
You're making me think.
I know.
Well, I don't do gifts that much anymore because we buy what we want.
I can tell you that the worst holiday gift I got was a farmer's insurance hat. Nothing to farmer's insurance. My uncle was a farmer's insurance agent. So that Christmas, he was so excited and gave us all farmer's hats. But I was also like 10. So I didn't really want that for Christmas.
You really didn't?
No, not a hat. No.
I can't think of anything.
It was a gag gift for Christmas. And I can't even tell you who I got it from, but it was reindeer earmuffs.
Oh, I love those.
Or not reindeer, it was a fox.
Earmuffs that were foxes?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, that's not so bad.
So I gave them to my grandkids.
Oh, see, there you go. So you're also a re-gifter.
That's
here
right.
Here we go.
Well, now we have to watch our gifts. We know she re-gifts. And then we end up donating it.
Those are things we know about you, Rhonda.
We do.
So, yes. Okay. So do you have a worst gift that you've ever gotten?
No, I can't think of anything.
Nothing at all. Wow. All right. So...
here's the rules. My mom would make a list of what we wanted. They'd be within, they had to be exactly the same amount of money for my brother and me.
Oh, okay. So
I mean,
that's a good way.
One time she went over a penny on my brother. You love him more than me. That's the kind of stuff that, how it worked around our house.
Jeez, you were bitter as a child, weren't you?
You were bitter.
Wouldn't you be if you were born at the end, between Christmas and New Year's? You'd always be bitter.
That's too funny. All right, what about your favorite holiday song?
Song?
Yeah, you guys, I mean, come on.
Oh, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Oh, that was mine.
You did mine first.
Oh, my gosh.
She hit me again.
So that's really your favorite one?
No,
my favorite one is the song by Burl Ives.
I don't know that one.
But it's
What is it?
Ruta.
Holly Jolly Christmas?
Yeah.
Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, the Have a Holly
Jolly.
Yeah,
on,
I do not sing.
No, don't sing.
It's
Tom Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer cartoon.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, he's the snowman.
He's the snowman.
Actually, I saw him. We were in his film in Park City, Utah years ago, and he actually was singing it that day we were there. That was pretty fun. Those were the days.
Yeah, my favorite is Jingle Bell Rock or Feliz Navidad.
Well, yeah.
That's the song I grew up with.
So Jingle Bell Rock, who do you like it sung by?
Oh, I don't have a clue.
Myself. Yeah. Okay, I will do one besides Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. I will do J.T. Hodges' Joy to the World.
Is that a classical?
No, it's just recent.
Oh.
Oh, it's really good. And he's so nice to look at. Sorry, honey.
Oh, my gosh. So you're really getting to know the lions and the lionesses here.
Yes.
And, yeah, like I said, Rhonda's been on a part of every board possible.
There's no way I would do that.
Yeah, she's...
I used to. But
you do. And what do you...
I don't have a life. That's why.
Is that what it is? Oh.
What do you do for the hungry kids, Rhonda?
We bag the food and stuff, and we... take it around to like Heritage and Del Rio and all around. And the kids take them home for the long weekend.
Yeah, that's great.
And then on Christmas, they usually do an extra bag for the high school kids.
Oh, see, that's great.
I didn't remember that. Is that new starting? Because when
we started it a couple years ago.
I guess I just didn't realize it when we were bagging.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you guys do so much.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And you guys bag like every Thursday?
At 8 o'clock now. You guys
yeah,
are
it's
doing
8
it
o'clock
now.
Until we get done, and usually we're done by 9:10.
Been doing all the stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing.
Just go around in a circle and start putting the food in.
That's amazing.
It's fun.
I was like, yeah, that is sounds like fun. All right, so let me ask again.
No,
do you guys usually put up a star or an angel on top of your tree?
Star.
Oh, my gosh, you're in so much trouble.
Why?
Because I have a Harley-Davidson tree, and it has a Harley-Davidson engine or a tree that's all wired up.
I don't even understand what that means, a tree that's wired up.
It looks like a tree, but it's just metal wire going around in a circle. I know you out there can't see it, but it's a circle, and it just sits on top. Or it's a teddy bear that's a
It's not
Harley
a full
Davidson.
Tree. It's just
no. The top of it is.
It's just
yeah.
like a coil.
Okay. Weird.
I know.
You know, look who you're
weird.
Sitting next to.
I know. I'm like,
actually,
all right.
Just as bad as me.
One of the things my mom would always put on top of the tree is a pinata. No lie. We didn't have an angel. We'd have a pinata
so
at the top of
it?
The tree. No, it just was there as a decoration. No, we never did. But as part of our family tradition, I didn't realize it was weird till a lot later in life. But yeah, she would put a pinata on the top of the tree. And
that sounds good.
Yeah, she's still, it's very different. So, and you know, I didn't learn about actual Santa Claus. I grew up with Poncho Claus.
Right,
you know, it's one of the things that they used to tell me Poncho Claus was coming to town, and all my gifts are, to this day, are still signed by Poncho Claus. And it's kind of funny. It's one of those, you know, Hispanic traditions that I just grew up with. So I've always had, I didn't have an angel, nor did I have a star, but we sure had a pinata. You know, that's one of the things we have.
Maybe that's what you should do for your tree next year is a bunch of pinatas put together.
What Patty's referring to is we did for Chino Family Christmas, basically, the December to Remember, all the businesses got a chance to put a display at the at the park. And mine was a jalapeno Christmas tree.
Upside down, mind you.
Yeah, and so most people are calling it a poblano, or, you know, they're saying it doesn't exactly look like a jalapeno. But hey, at least we tried. We tried, and it does look like a jalapeno to me, but, you know, the top of it was bent, you know, so it looks like the stem of the tree, and it's upside down, and yeah. And
didn't you put jalapeno lights on it?
Too? I did, and I put a serape underneath that.
Oh, I haven't
yeah,
seen that.
I did. I kind of added some flair.
Well, the lionesses will more than likely come back next year. This year, we had conflict of days of putting it up and taking it down, not as bad, but putting it up, we had an event that same day, so we
exactly.
couldn't do it this year. But next year, I'm sure.
Yes,
we will do it.
Yeah, and right now it's open for families to go and look at. So
yeah.
if you're looking for great lights, especially in Chino Valley, you can go around Memory Park. You can stroll through Memory Park and take your picture next to all the displays. You can just have some, you know, pack some hot chocolate for the family. It's a really great time right now. And displays will be up until January 2nd.
And then they can drive through town and
yep.
see all the... decorations that the businesses did at their location.
Yeah, this is the first year that it's really
Mary's cozy furnishing.
Yeah. Yeah, she was she's did a fabulous job. Arturo's restaurant did a fabulous job. A lot of the restaurants and businesses around town did great job. Circle L Animal, they did great too. They have a beautiful like Christmas tree out front. Well, look, you know, made out of lights.
Mm-hmm.
Those always look good, but then I always it looks hard to put up, you know, all those strands of lights coming down. But all of them did, Bowen. I mean, you can just drive by and
all the way
most of the businesses, did.
Well, even on Reed Road and 3 North, it's the towing for Chino Valley. I don't know what they call it.
Oh, gotcha.
But he's got his whole yard decorated with wrecked cars.
That's not 3.
No, it's Center Street.
Center and Reed. Yeah.
yeah.
And actually, he doesn't work for the towing company anymore.
Oh, he doesn't?
No. It turns out his wife.
History of Chino Valley here.
His wife works at Chino Valley Medical, and I was talking to her the other day, and I said, I love how you have the motorhome there and two cars going through
the motorcycles all in a row. Santa's driving the motorcycle.
Yeah. He's not even done. She says he's having way too much fun this year. And she said that that was her idea for the motorhome, the car going through the motorhome.
I heard about that one. That one's one of the ones to go see. Yeah, and then I think the first place winner was Meyer Sandblasting.
Yes.
So to go by, yeah, and go out there and go visit theirs. They went, the town of Chino Valley did, I think, 1 through 5.
Something like
yeah,
that.
They did, like, different prize levels. And they actually won a business license for a year. And they won the Golden Santa Award, the coveted Golden Santa Award. Yeah. So a lot of businesses, Chino Valley's really lit up this holiday season.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen it that lit up.
It's beautiful.
It's kind of nice to see.
Yeah, definitely.
Brought the community out there. I was happy for
it
that.
Did. All the communities out there. Everyone's together.
Are we going to decorate the chamber next year?
Definitely. You know, Christmas just came fast.
It did.
It really did. And with we were just so busy at the chamber this year. So last year, I guess I had more free time last year.
Or somebody else. Or say,
exactly, somebody else did it for me.
It only took, 3 months to get it down?
Exactly, yeah. I should have just left it up. It would have been way better that way. But, you know, to see all that stuff up, no way. It's good. But, you know, yeah, there's a lot of neighborhoods decorated. So anybody, you know, if you're looking for places to go and lights to see, Chino Valley is a place to be. Oh, that totally rhymed. Look at that.
I was going to say.
I was like, look at that. I'm totally rhyming. So yeah, let me ask you guys, are you guys eggnog fans?
No.
Really?
Whoa. Guess what? We're not getting it at her house.
Yeah, I love eggnog.
There's a new one out. It's got caramel now. Maybe, but I'd do that one.
No.
I don't, eggnog just is nasty.
No, it just sounds gross.
The eggnog battle here. Oh my gosh.
No.
Two against one. I love eggnog. Like, eggnog is so yummy. They have, like, the eggnog lattes. They have all, like, yeah, the eggnog chocolates. I mean, like, you guys are totally missing out. Spiked eggnog. Eggnog on,
yeah. It ain't happening. I'm not doing eggnog. Look at her face. You can see her face.
Her face is, she's
really,
not
like. Her face looks like your pie crust.
Oh, stuff it.
Pie crust.
Something blew up in the oven, and I never have a problem with my pie crust.
That is so funny. Well, it is going to be our holiday show, and just fun getting to know a little bit more about the Lions Club and about the Chino Valley Lionesses.
And Chino Valley itself.
Exactly. So we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day.
We've decked the halls at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Oh, what fun the whole family will have with a December to remember. Now through December 29th, rock around our ice skating rink. Eat, drink, and be merry with hot cocoa and holiday treats. But wait, do you hear? Special visits from Santa spreading holiday cheer. For more information, visit us at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. It's going to be a December to remember at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone. We are so blessed to live in northern Arizona, where we have four seasons, friendly people, and beautiful vistas. We are also mostly rural, so we have the opportunity to have the animals of our choice in the yards surrounding our houses, whether they be horses, chickens, pigs, etc., or dogs, cats, and occasional wayward deer or javelina. Oh, I almost forgot, and a plethora of wild birds. Northern Arizona is animal country, and we at Olson's mean to keep as many of them healthy as possible. During this holiday season, we give thanks for all of you who have decided to not just do business locally, but do business with locals like us. Olson's celebrated its 40th anniversary this year and is Northern Arizona born and bred, with stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Come in and see what rural Arizona hospitality is all about when you need the things that keep your favorite animals and pets happy and healthy. Good enough just isn't. Ho, ho, ho.
Hi, wonderful community. It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. It's time for those home improvement projects, but buyer beware. Don't get sold by door-to-door salesmen and those mail offers that are too good to be true. Before you hire anyone, call YCCA. We have current information on reliable, reputable, registered contractors. One call, 778-0040, could save you more than you think. YCCA, don't start without us.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with Patty Lindsay and Rhonda Smith are my guests today. So, hey, before we went to break, we were on the debate of eggnog, and you guys looked at me all weird. But did you know what country eggnog comes from?
Germany?
No.
Where?
England. That's a true fact, trivia.
Right, I like there. Their tea, but that's about it.
You like their tea? Well, even talking about, you know, we were talking about holiday traditions and eggnog. So do you know which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree? You totally just said it, too.
Germany?
Yeah. Actually, Germany is the
she
one
gave
that started.
Me a clue.
I did give you guys a clue. Yeah, we were talking about, you know, what's our kind of our favorite holiday traditions and what are the things that we like to do. I've got to ask you guys, so I know you both very well, but I don't know you all that well. So have you ever kissed someone under the mistletoe?
No.
Just my husband. That's it.
That's okay. No.
No. Me neither.
You never kiss your husband under the mistletoe. No. Really?
Really.
It's crazy. Yeah,
I'm kissing,
I've never.
But I don't, you know.
Under a mistletoe. Mistletoe, yeah. You know, you see it in the movies. You see it everywhere.
Oh, yeah. All the Hallmarks. Oh,
exactly. But I've never, yeah, the same thing. It's like I've never kissed anyone under a mistletoe. Hmm. So I guess, yeah, we just need to go walk around with mistletoe hats. Or maybe just me.
Oh, yeah, you can't do the hat. That's right. You have to have the tassel on the end.
Speaking of the two single women here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. You guys are single.
So, all right. So what about church? Do you the midnight mass? Anyone do anything like that for Christmas?
But Helen does. I ask her.
Yes.
Said, so what time are you going to church? She goes,
midnight.
8 o'clock.
Oh.
And I go, what about the 4 o'clock? Too many kids. They don't have their manners out.
Gotcha. Yeah, it is hard. It definitely is hard. Okay, here's one for you, Rhonda. Have you ever re-gifted something to someone?
That's a given.
I know, right?
I always do. If I win, like, a wine or something at one of the luncheons.
Oh, yeah, you're not a wine person.
Then I always donate it to Wine Bites and Brew.
I do. You know what? Yeah, I do like, you know, that's a good re-gift. But, you know, yeah. Sometimes, you know, have you ever gotten a re-gift from somebody you clearly knew was a re-gift?
Well, the other day when you gave me those cans, somebody had candy and water.
That is so interesting. Yeah, I bought tins from the store, and Patty was baking cookies for me to pass out as giveaways. And you know that there was crumbs in one of the tins that we had purchased.
She has the plastic, like, wax paper and all the crumbs in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, didn't she just buy these new?
I did. And it's just...
Yeah, because they were in her car for, what, 2 or 3 days?
Yeah, I wish they had stuff in it. No, Patty had asked me, you know, basically if I had...
Regifted
that. And I was like, no, I ate... Yeah, I didn't do that at all.
Yeah,
so,
and I'm looking at you going, really?
And I was like, nope, I did not do that. Okay, so we talked about what our favorite holiday song is. What about your favorite holiday movie?
Oh, man, that's dangerous. Wow.
I don't watch Christmas movies much.
What?
Are they depressing to you or what?
They're mushy.
Oh. I love them. I'm not a mushy
person.
All those Hallmark movies that come out every year, I tape every last one of them. Barry sits there with me and watches them.
My favorite one is definitely National Lampoon's Christmas. Oh, I love that one.
But see, you get jokes.
I love jokes.
But it's not for children.
It doesn't matter. That's still the best one out there, you know? The Griswolds, I mean, come on. That's definitely one I can watch over and over.
My favorite movie is How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Okay.
With Boris Karloff as the Grinch.
Would you consider yourself kind of grinchy?
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll have to change that.
Yeah, I know. Some people just are not in the... Well, like I said, Christmas came pretty early this year.
We just got done selling trees, so I'm trying to get over this.
How did you guys do with the tree lots? Because the Lions sold Christmas trees, live Christmas trees.
Yes.
And you guys already sold out. So how many trees did you guys sell?
We sold over 300.
Wow.
And we only ordered like 214, I think.
How does that work?
Did you have to borrow from Prescott Valley, or did they?
No, they
you more...
didn't pick up all of their trees.
So you sold them and made the money.
Good job! Yeah, that's amazing.
This is something they do every single year.
Right, it's a tradition too. If you live in Chino, to go and get your Christmas tree at the Lions Tree Lot. Everyone works it. It is a kind of a community thing, and everyone loves the tree lot.
Yeah, fire pit, and it's usually blazing.
Right.
Except the first day that
Except
they were
first
open,
day, yeah.
Because
and
the wood
our
was
wood
wet.
Was kind of wet.
There was nobody there to start the fire pit. And it was freezing cold, and both of us
definitely
got cold off of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, both of you guys. Yeah, you guys have been sick. You got that. This year, the chamber did something kind of weird and outside the box a little bit. I did Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say you put your tree back in the toilet again.
Oh, no. I definitely did not. We got a tree stand this year. We've moved up. You know, we're upgrading. So we did get a tree stand this year.
Although our tree kind of leans a little.
It does lean a little, but we did get...
the water got spilled out the other day.
Yeah. We had Biz, which is our Elf on the Shelf. Her name is Biz. I have to say her. And
she's got earrings.
She has earrings and she has eyelashes, and she's been traveling from business to business around Chino Valley. So that's been actually really fun. It's been a way to kind of highlight the different businesses, especially during the holiday season, see what's happening with them.
And they don't have to be chamber members.
Yeah, and a lot of them weren't. And that's what was great, too, to go around and introduce them to Biz. And, you know, it was so funny. The other day, I just tried to order a sandwich, and they go, "Where's Biz?" And I said, "I'm just here for a sandwich." And they go, "Is Biz coming? Is Biz with you?" So everyone has really taken to this elf. And they really like the elf.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today the elf went to Oakwood Homes and also to...
Chino Glass.
Chino Glass.
You said two other places.
Earthworks.
Yeah.
And Chino Valley Pharmacy.
Yeah. I've never been inside Chino Valley Pharmacy. That's a great place.
Yeah. And they're very nice people.
Absolutely. Yeah, they were great. The elf was on actually the top of the sign that said pharmacy, way up on the top. I know, that elf definitely climbs. That was interesting to see. And you can check all this stuff out on our Facebook, too, and see where Biz has been traveling and all the different places that Biz has been going to. So, yeah.
I just so you know, I think you're so popular, I noticed Prescott had a elf on the shelf traveling around too, and I went, oh.
I think, you know, it's a great little thing to do. I think people love it. All right, so let's see. Have either one of you ever been to Rockefeller Center, seen the tree out there?
No. Well,
I know.
No, I can't.
I thought you would be.
That's Washington, D.C. No, Rockefeller's New York. Yeah. I have not been to New York. I still want to go there.
That's on your bucket list?
Yeah. I have bucket lists.
I do, too.
but, yes, I've been to the one at the White House.
Yeah, I've seen that one as well. Me neither. Growing up, did you guys have fake or real trees?
Oh, I had real, and we also had the aluminum one with the spinning colors.
Oh, yes.
I totally don't know what you're talking about.
We used to go to my grandpa's, and he lived in Wyoming, and we'd get our tree from there because we'd go up in the, like, Estes Park area.
Yeah.
And we cut down our tree, and we'd haul it all the way back to Iowa, and we'd decorate it.
Wow.
That's a good, cool. Yeah, family tradition. We always got a white flock tree. I don't know why. It was a real tree, but
yeah, they flock it.
They flock it. My mom really liked
that's
that.
That's messy.
That's like dated, isn't it?
I don't know.
They
are
don't
we trying
flock
to say
trees
she's
anymore.
Dated?
No.
Flock them.
No. Oh, they do?
They still flock them, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, do. They still do. Yeah, so my
that's
mom.
I'm surprised the lionesses
loved
haven't
it.
Had purple.
Yeah,
trees.
Purple flock trees. That's where, yeah, you should start selling for next year. What about Christmas caroling? It seems like
my job.
A lot of families. Did you guys do a lot of Christmas caroling when you were little?
Not
younger?
I'm going to say me, no, only a little bit, but only because of the fact I was a Navy brat. So I went from, you know, one base to another.
I was in Girl Scouts for 13 years, so I had a troop, and we would all go caroling.
Oh, see?
We caroled some, but not really much. I think, you know what is funny? Christmas-wise, compared Halloween, where I lived on one of the bases, we must have gone out 6 times to get candy.
Wow.
We were, I mean, you used to take your bags and go fill them
wow,
up.
Wow, for...
But not that much Christmas
in
stuff.
My small town in Iowa, there's a lady that lived on the corner, mm-hmm. and she always gave 50-cent pieces out
wow.
to
still
all the kids.
Them?
Wow. What about a tradition that you didn't like? Is there like a holiday tradition that you didn't like so much?
No, I had to eat everything on my plate.
Oh.
Yeah, that's one of the rules. If you take it, you eat it.
No, I know. Well, that was, my dad was a cook on the ship, so it was like, oh, you have to eat all this. I think it was it fruit? The fruit
cake? Oh, the fruit cake.
Oh, I can't stand that stuff.
That's a doorstopper all the way.
That's a re-gift her.
That's a re-gift.
That's a re-gift her. I agree with that one. Between that and eggnog.
I love eggnog. I'm like, but yeah, for us, for me growing up, my mother liked luminarias. Okay. And so she liked to do them by hand, though. We had to get the bags, put the sand in there, put the candle in there. And that is probably a Christmas tradition that I hated. Oh, really hated it. And only because... We would not do like just 40 or 50. My mom did the whole entire farm. So we had about 800.
I was going to say, that's a big
farm. Huge farm. And so it was about 800 to 1,000 luminarias. And you know what? I hated it.
You had a lot of kids to do it.
We did. But to go out there, bag them, sand, and then to go light them on Christmas Eve. Holy moly. I mean, it's beautiful when it's all done, but at the same time, you're making sure the wind's not going
to
blow. You're making sure.
Light up besides the bags.
You know, I, funny story, true story. One year I got a easy bake oven for Christmas and I thought, you know, everybody's tradition is to make something for Santa, you know, little things, cakes and things for Santa. I actually thought Santa was a little too chunky. So I wanted to make something for the reindeers. So what I actually did was when my parents weren't looking, I went outside and got some hay on our farm and grabbed it, stuck it inside the cake batter, and then stuck it in the Easy Bake Oven. Totally caught flames on fire. This was Christmas Eve. I remember my dad running with a fire extinguisher. My mom's freaking out. And,
yeah, she would.
Oh, yeah. My mom totally freaked out. You know, the kitchen table's essentially on fire because of this Easy Bake Oven. I completely got a spanking, got sent to my room until my parents came and asked me why I would do something like that. And I was like, well, I did it for the reindeers, you know. To me, the reindeers needed hay inside the cake mix. They couldn't just eat regular cake, you know?
See, I would have thought you would have done it in there so your parents wouldn't know it was hay and you would have fed it to your peers.
No, I actually didn't think that. I wanted to feed it for the reindeers and genuinely, I don't even know how old I was, but I do remember the Easy Bake Oven being in flames. And
is that why you don't bake today?
Oh, yeah. I'm a horrible baker. I mean, that just set the tone right there.
Yep.
I can cook all day, but
she
to bake, I can't. forget it. You know, that's why I outsource it. I can't bake.
We know who she's outsourcing.
I know, I do. So for those of you that got some cookies, they came from Patty Lindsay. I would not harm you guys or like put you through that because my cookies are horrible. Well, you know, I don't even have the patience to bake. Which is weird to say that. I don't know
I'm
how you guys.
I'm not even going
to
discuss.
Yeah, you guys do all kinds of stuff. All right, who's your favorite reindeer?
Rudolph.
I like Comet.
Why? Because Comet
Because he
back.
Doesn't get the glory.
Have you seen that new ad on TV where the little baby one goes up to the car and it lights its nose? It's so cute. I think it's an Audi commercial.
One of those. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. So, Rudolph and Comet. Okay. So those are your favorite reindeers. I don't know if I have one. I'd have to say probably Prancer because there is movies out there about Prancer. Have you seen that movie yet? It's pretty good. And so just saying.
It's a tearjerker.
It is a tearjerker. It is. And it's right now it's on a lot of like the Christmas movies are right now.
And it's called Prancer?
It is called Prancer.
I'll have to look it up.
All right. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Ho, ho, ho. Step aside, Rudy.
Whee! Here we go!
Cottonwood Air Transit has been hijacked by Santa Bruce.
No worries, Rudy. Our route is the same as Cadford Links.
We're dropping off gifts to Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Links will take us to Sedona.
As long as you don't forget our trip to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
That's his plan!
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Ho, ho, ho!
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
I used to have more hair. I used to have more color. And I used to have cancer. I beat it. I did. Not alone. I used to have no idea what the American Cancer Society did. Research? Yeah. But also free rides to chemo and free lodging near hospitals. I used to maybe give a little. Then I got so much back. I used to have cancer.
Please give at cancer.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Yavapai County Sheriff's deputies arrested an 18-year-old man for allegedly firing numerous shots from a trailer in Paulden Friday. Spokesman Dwight D. Evelyn says nobody was hurt, but one woman was almost shot.
Deputies met with a woman whose bedroom window had just been shot out while she was lying in bed. Based on the bullet's trajectory, it missed her by only a foot.
Deputies arrested Owen Pierce after finding lots of evidence. He admitted to the crime after first denying it.
Deputies noted seeing over 40 bullet casings on the front porch and over 20 inside the house. Detectives were called out to assist and during the investigation determined Pierce was in fact the person who fired numerous rounds.
Pierce faces several charges.
Pierce was booked into the Camp Verde Detention Center on charges including assault, disorderly conduct, and endangerment.
The Arizona Coyotes, after acquiring star forward Taylor Hall, will visit the Nashville Predators tonight. You can hear all the action live tonight at 6 p.m. on KQNA. Cloudy and windy with rain and snow showers this evening through Friday. Chilling after bedtime to a breezy, very wet 36 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Then much colder with highs around 43 tomorrow, only 39 Christmas Day, Thursday, and Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, showers move in for a week-long stay, chilling late tonight to near 42, warming tomorrow to 49, up to only 46 Wednesday through Friday. Your KQNA News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of a Town Chino Valley will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Happy holidays, Northern Arizona.
This is Dave Barrett. On behalf of everyone at Barrett Propane, I'd like to sincerely thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us, a local company, to be your propane gas provider. Please remember that we're here for you and we're ready to serve you throughout this holiday season. Old friends and new, for all your propane needs, call us today at 636-1600 or log on to BarrettPropane.com. Happy holidays from Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Merry Christmas!
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. We are kind of doing just a fun Christmas show, a little bit lighthearted. I've got two guests today. I've got Patty Lindsay and Rhonda Smith here. Rhonda Smith, president of the Morning Lions Club, and Patty, past president of the Chino Valley Lionesses, and also the Prescott Studio Tour. So you guys are already working on that Prescott Studio Tour already.
Boy, are we. That's where I just came from. I think I spent 4 hours today and a whole bunch of time before. Yeah, we're working on all the art supporters right now.
Everything that's going on. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that. It's kind of funny to think that you guys are working on it now.
We have to be.
Exactly. Isn't that funny how a lot of events, you know, as soon as it's over, you've got to already start on it again for next year? Yeah.
Just like we're already working on Wine Bites and Brew.
Right,
next year.
Exactly. We're working on, and that one's coming up April
25th,
yes.
Saturday,
April 25th.
New location.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Do you want to announce where the new location is going to be for that?
Sure. The new location will be at Olson's Green in Chino Valley. Earthworks said, hey, you know, I think you've outgrown our place, and we definitely appreciate everything.
Absolutely.
For us. And she put us on the map, and we're just looking forward to a new place. We have to revamp it, though. So
a little bit.
A lot of changes, I think.
Yeah, a lot of changes, but good changes.
Yes.
We have just an arena now. There's all sorts of things that we have.
Can you ride a mechanical bull if we can find one?
Oh, yeah. you know, I'm so excited about that. I hope we can find one because I'm definitely want to be, you know.
We'll have to talk to the rodeo because they had one.
Definitely, yeah. So as we're talking about some of the chamber events that are coming up, we also started the ambassador program back up. The Chino Valley Ambassador Program has been kind of in hiding, I guess.
Yeah, and I think Brian will be a good fit for that.
Yes.
I'm going to say
so a chamber ambassador is, well, we first haven't had it in about 10 years or if not a little more. I'm not even sure on that. But it's been a long time since we have had an ambassador program. So the ambassadors are basically people that are spearheading, like they're our face of the point of contact for the chamber. So they will welcome new members. They'll go out to ribbon cuttings. They'll go out to grand openings. And really, like once they welcome a new member, they'll sit with you at a luncheon. They'll introduce you to other members.
Oh, okay.
And so they're basically, they're the first point of contact and a really great point of contact. And we have a young man, Brian Sebring, who is our chamber ambassador chair. So I'm really excited about that. The ambassador meeting, the first meeting for them is going to be January 16th. So for any of you guys out there that have been maybe past ambassadors and want to come back, we welcome it. You know, your expertise, anything that you want to let us know about it, because it has been a really long time since the ambassador program.
We can have teenagers.
Absolutely,
as well.
Too.
High school kids.
High school kids, you know, anybody that wants to come out and be an ambassador for the chamber, it's a really great thing. The commitment is 2 hours a month. Yeah, exactly. And so we kind of.
Especially for kids that need the community service.
Yeah, that would be good.
Exactly. So we're just really revamping our ambassador program. So it's going to be really great. And that's what's happening on January 16th. We have no luncheon in January and no mixer. So just January is just kind of a crazy month for us. Everything, our luncheon landed on New Year's, so I don't think anyone would want to come.
No.
No, I'm going to say they're going to stay at home and enjoy New Year's. So,
gamble.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, some of
the parade, Christmas parade on or something on TV.
You mean the Rose Parade?
Yes. Rose Parade.
Definitely, yeah. So for Christmas, are you guys cooking at home or what's some of the traditions? I laugh because.
Cooking at home.
You know, is there, what, you know, what are some of the things that you guys have in ham or you guys.
Well, traditions are normally for me, we eat, a group of us get together and eat.
Right.
But this year, we tried to get Rhonda, but.
This year, yeah.
Well, we decided we're not cooking at all. We're going to go out. And do you know how many people are not open on Christmas? Christmas Day? A whole lot.
So there was like four choices. I know, yeah. Golden Corral. There was IHOP.
Denny's.
And
Prescott Junction.
Yep, it looks like, yeah.
Yeah, so.
We'll be at one of those four for Christmas.
And I will be staying at my son's, saving money.
Well, see, but also having like that home tradition,
yeah.
You know, you're going to do the, probably, are you guys doing ham or turkey or?
Whatever they're cooking, right?
Well, I'll be at home for Christmas, so I imagine it'll probably just be
something
I throw together.
Yeah.
But my son, tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, we're having chili with cornbread and
hot
peppers
a tradition.
And all that stuff.
That's good.
And then.
Especially with the weather being the way it is.
Then that night, then we're going over to my daughter-in-law's grandparents and we're decorating cookies.
So there you go. All decorating right. Cookies
you're
is
set.
Another tradition. Yeah. You're
Wanna
completely
take
set.
Kaylee with you?
I know.
I'm going to have 5 grandkids there and more kids there. And no, I don't want to.
We'll be
children.
Testing out this. No one's cooking for Christmas. I did buy a ham just in case it didn't work out. Just letting you know.
Oh, that is really, really
It's just kind of bad, but just in case. I mean, it's not saying you guys aren't invited. I have a feeling everyone's coming to my house regardless. So I went ahead and prepped for it. I bought appetizers. I went and bought it all
appetizers
anyway.
Appetizers are fine.
Appetizers, but I did buy a ham. So I don't know how to cook it.
All you do is just throw it in the oven, wrap some tin foil with a little bit of water in it.
Yeah.
Do you remember her doing potatoes the last time? She kept getting her phone out to see how you cook potatoes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I Google all kinds of recipes.
And I'm laughing going, all you do is this. Blah, 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 blah.
Googling all kinds of recipes. Hey, so real quickly, do you know, I was looking at what popular Christmas song was actually written for Thanksgiving? And this kind of caught me off guard because it was actually written for a Thanksgiving song. It was Jingle Bells.
Really?
Yeah. Jingle Bells was a popular Christmas song that was actually written for Thanksgiving. So that's a little trivia for
what
you guys.
What does jingle have to do with Thanksgiving?
I have no idea, but it's actually saying...
Maybe the Indians were bells.
I have no clue.
But it was saying that song is actually... Jingle Bells was actually written for Thanksgiving. So it wasn't meant for Christmas whatsoever. Fun trivia for you. No, definitely not. Jingle Bells was one of the ones that I was surprisingly written for, not for Christmas, but for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just blew us away.
I know, right? A little holiday trivia for you guys. So lots of things going on at the Chamber. Not in the month of January though, but we do have Women in Business that's coming up, in January. So that's something to look forward to. But we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
We've decked the halls at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Oh, what fun the whole family will have with a December to remember. Now through December 29th, rock around our ice skating rink. Eat, drink, and be merry with hot cocoa and holiday treats. But wait, do you hear? Special visits from Santa spreading holiday cheer. For more information, visit us at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com. It's going to be a December to remember at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
It's a great way to start your weekend.
You got a project, question, or a dilemma?
It's Rosie on the House.
I'm very happy to talk with you.
Arizona's most trusted home improvement show. That's more than just home improvement.
Health benefits of gardening.
If you plant it once, it'll make fruit for decades.
And getting you to enjoy the great state of Arizona. So drop by our house, where we strive to become
every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years!
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and I'm here with my two guests. I have Rhonda Smith and Patty Lindsay, and we're just kind of having some fun Christmas talking. So one of the things I wanted to ask you guys in closing was, I know, right? Do you have stockings for your pets? You know, do you give Christmas gifts to those pets of yours?
No.
What?
Yeah. I have little Christmas stretchy things that go around their neck.
Oh, like a Christmas sweater or like Christmas collars, kind of?
Yeah, Christmas collar. They have that. One fits one and the other one it doesn't fit.
Yeah, most people do like stockings for their pets or buy them, you know, different gifts. I used to do that.
No, my cat does not enjoy Christmas at all.
Mine does. If I put a Christmas tree, it knocks everything off about halfway up.
Well, when he was a kitten, he loved to hide in the paper.
He loved to hide in the paper.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
We were discussing.
Now he's like, I'm done with this stuff.
Because he's old.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, we just want to make sure that we let everyone know, you know, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Happy holidays from all of us. From, you've got the Lions Club, the Chino Valley Morning Lions Club, and all of other 10 organizations that Rhonda belongs to. And then we also have Patty Lindsay, who's with the Chino Valley Lionesses, and also the Prescott Studio Tour.
Yep. And like she said, very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us.
Yeah, and we're just so excited to have everyone, and we appreciate having everyone here. And thank you guys for being my guests today. I sure had fun listening to you guys and about your holiday traditions. So we'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.